Are you a sales dog? The moment is here. The answer is about to arrive. All the months of hard work, waiting, wondering, and anticipating will be over in a few short minutes. You live in a unique world of black and white. There is no reward for second place. This is an all-or-nothing game. Winner takes the prize, and the loser walks away hungry. Despite the complex and carefully woven language of our profession, there are really only two words that matter: yes and no. As you wait for the answer, your mind can't help but play back the tape of the last few months. It all began at a crowded elevator 3 months ago when a friend handed you a scrap of paper. On the paper was a name and a phone number. "Give them a call," your friend said. "I think they might be interested." The game was afoot. You made the initial contact, battling your way through a world-class personal assistant to reach your decision-maker. There were meetings, scores of emails were exchanged. The turning point came during a pivotal teleconference call. You piqued their interest, and you made it to the final cut. It was soon time to present. You'd scouted the competition, and if all went well, you knew this account was yours for the taking. During the presentation, you were at the top of your game. Your movements were smooth, your voice carried with power and reason. In a dimly lit room, you moved through your presentation with grace and precision. You drove home your point with carefully crafted beams of light. Everything was perfect, until, that is, you got the question. There was an almost audible gasp as your team heard the question, but you stood tall and delivered your response in your trademark unflappable style. It was a tough question, but you were well rehearsed and prepared. No one in the room detected the concern that echoed silently through your mind. Or did they? Should you have answered the question differently? There are ifs, buts, and maybes of hindsight. These are the thoughts that plague you as you wait for the jury to return its verdict. There is nothing more you can say, nothing left to add, nothing but the uneasy uncertainty that now fills your mind. All of your efforts hinge on the discussion taking place behind a closed boardroom door on the 30th floor of a Manhattan high-rise. You look at the clock and watch the second hand move in triple slow motion. You are keenly aware that by now hands have been raised, the vote has been tallied, and the decision is made. You're shaken out of your internal movie by the sound of the telephone. You have to stop yourself from falling over the desk as you lunge to answer. You just want to know. The torment is worse than the decision. Just in time, you stop yourself, gather your thoughts, put on your poker face, take a deep breath. Hey, if I get it, great. If not, tomorrow's another day. After a couple of rings, you pick up the receiver, and with as much optimism as you can muster, say, "Hello?" Does this scene sound familiar? It should. We've all been there. It's life in the trenches. It's a constant, relentless pursuit. There are many losses and rejections sprinkled between the victories. Joy, anticipation, elation, and excitement mingle uneasily with fear, rejection, and despondency. 1 minute you feel 10 feet tall and bulletproof, the next a klutz. But still, it's the thrill of the chase that inexplicably keeps drawing us back. Many salespeople will share with each other in private that it's a dog's life in the world of sales. However, hidden in the sarcasm is more truth than you might think. As salespeople, we have much in common with our canine friends. For instance, have you ever watched a dog chase a stick? You pick up the stick and hurl it far across a lush green meadow. With tongue hanging, drool flowing, and ears flapping, the dog seems to glide over the daisies and buttercups, all muscles straining in a relentless pursuit of the stick. A smile pasted from jowl to jowl, the dog's mind dances with excitement because this moment is heaven. All the pestering to get taken out for a walk, all the whining and scratching, all the effort to get to the park was worth it. The dog lives to chase that stick.